We continue with the On Deck Show here from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by minor league rehabber Greg Cullen. And Greg, second week for you rehabbing. You started in Florida last week down at the Complex League, and now you're here in Delmarva. Just tell me how you're feeling so far.
Feeling good, man. Thanks for having me on. No, it definitely feels good to get back on the field and get to hang out with the guys and teach them a little wisdom while I'm here.
Any wise words you've given them in particular since you've been here?
Nothing too crazy, just reminding them it's a marathon, not a sprint. And, just try to show up to the field with a good attitude every day, and that'll make the game a whole lot easier because we play a hard game. So just try to enjoy it. That's pretty much been my memo the last 2 years. Really show up to the field with a good attitude and enjoy the process.
Now, there's quite a few people I assume you probably know here going down to spring training or the coaching staff all together, but being able to reunite with some of them here in the middle of the season, what is that like for you?
I mean, it's awesome. This is my third annual rehab stint with the Shorebirds. So, it's great seeing the guys. I played with a good amount of these guys last year down when I was rehabbing in Florida. So it's good to see them progress, and this org has a lot of good people, and it's good to see the familiar faces again.
Now, I'm sure you don't like to be on minor league rehab assignment. You'd probably be wherever you've been playing most of the season. That currently is Norfolk for you. But being able to come back to a spot like this, see a lot of the younger talent, what's a pretty deep farm system. You know, what is it being able to mesh with some of these younger players?
It's not ideal. Getting hurt's not ideal, but you just got to control what you can and just be where your feet are. You know, I think that's the biggest thing I've realized is you could take it two ways. You could be bitter that you're hurt or still show up to the field with a positive attitude and help in any way you can. I just enjoying the experience and, just really enjoying every single day because what we do is pretty special. So,
ultimately, when you're on these minor league rehab assignments, what is the goal for you? Are you trying to do something special at the plate or just ultimately get your body feeling right?
My mindset is no matter where I'm at, if you can really focus on helping the team win, your results will naturally tend in the direction you want them to go. So playing hard and making sure the body's ready to go. And, just for me, the biggest thing is if I can say I competed and had some fun out there, I think my best self will show. So that's really been my mindset so far.
For you, you are currently playing for the AAA team up in Norfolk, and you've been on the injured list for a little bit now, but ultimately when you're this close to the major leagues and you're missing some time like this due to injury, you know, is it a frustrating feeling trying to work yourself back from that?
Yeah, I've been dealing with some hamstring problems. I've had them in the past, so it can be frustrating, I'm not going to lie, but just trying to just, like I said before, like enjoying every single day, control what you can, obviously it's not ideal, but just being where your feet are and trying to impact other people's days, it makes everything way more smooth sailing.
We talked about the talent at this level, but you've also been a part of a AAA team in Norfolk that also has a lot of talent on it. A rich Orioles farm system that seems like the majority of it is there and very close to the big leagues. But being around that talent every day, what is that like for you?
It's incredible. I mean, getting to be with those guys and seeing how they prepare, they're extraordinary talents up there. A lot of good guys too. Obviously talented on the field, but fun to be with off the field and getting to pick their brain. It's definitely it makes you better because obviously you have to raise your game if you want to compete with the best, which we've got some pretty darn good ones in this org. So it's really great, and it's a good time to be an Oriole. It definitely is a great time to be an Oriole. So it's really exciting.
We're talking with Greg Cullen here on the On Deck Show. A few more things for you, Greg. Originally, you were drafted by the Atlanta Braves, and you're playing their affiliate here this week. I know you didn't play for the Green Jackets, but do you know players on the other side here today?
Yeah, so I know their hitting coach, Connor Nairn. We go back. I think he started in 2019. So, yeah, we go back. He's a great guy. I've been giving him crap whenever I get on first base, so. Florentino, he was a hitter with us in 2019. He's pitching for them now, so that'd be funny to face Flo. And it's two great organizations. Like, I've been blessed to be with two amazing orgs. So I'm just blessed every single day.
What was the process for you when you did get traded? Because if I have it right, you were a player to be named later technically. So when that trade went down, it wasn't official right away. So knowing all that information, the trade that happened at the time, did you know you could possibly be going to Baltimore, or was it something that kind of caught you by surprise?
Yeah, surprise would be an understatement. it was during COVID, which honestly, I look back at it, like, was a pretty nice time to get traded, just kind of a clean slate. But yeah, did I know I was going to get traded? No. Do you ever assume you're going to get traded? Not really. But no, I'm so happy to be an Oriole, and like, there's a lot of really good people in this organization, and that's been a cool thing. I mean, obviously you don't want to rehab, but I've got to meet pretty much everybody in the organization, and they've got to meet me, so that's definitely a positive of being on the rehab grind, and just getting to meet a lot of good people, which this org really has to offer.
Greg, we appreciate the time. Hope you get better and up to Norfolk back soon, and best of luck tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mitch.
Greg Cullen, our guest on the On Deck Show. We'll take a break and come back with Lamps after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.